Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Coming to you from New York City, the only city in America, it's The Daily Show. Tonight, Biden gets got. That's a wrap on January 6th. And Blitz Bazawule. This is The Daily Show with Trevor Noah.
Tuning in. Thank you for coming out in person. Look at this. Take a seat, everybody. Let's do it. We've got a jam-packed show for you tonight. Donald Trump is running from the law. Well, not running, but you know. Boris Johnson gives the greatest farewell speech of all time, and you'll never guess which U.S. president got COVID. So, let's do this, people. Let's jump straight into today's headlines. Let's kick things off with the big news of the day. President Biden has had a rough time recently. He couldn't get climate change action. He couldn't get free community college. He couldn't get tax hikes on the rich. But it turns out there's one thing he could get.
We begin this hour with breaking news from the White House, where President Joe Biden is in isolation after he tested positive for COVID.
The White House press secretary is saying that the president is fully vaccinated. He's been twice boosted. He's experiencing what they say are very mild symptoms at this point. So he will be isolating, but he will be able to continue in his role. He won't need to turn over any duties, it appears, to the vice president at this point.
Hey, folks, guess you heard. This morning I tested positive for COVID. But I've been double vaccinated, double boosted. Symptoms are mild, and I really appreciate your inquiries and your concerns. But I'm doing well, I'm getting a lot of work done, I'm gonna continue to get it done. And in the meantime, thanks for your concern and keep the faith, it's gonna be okay.
Okay, first things first. I'm sure all of our thoughts are with President Biden for a speedy recovery. Get well soon, sir. You made it through the Spanish flu, you can make it through this. I know you can do it. Also, it does look like he's gonna be fine, right? He's even got like swag in that video. It's like, hey, aha. You probably heard I got COVID. But I get why he's got swag. You know, he's been vaxxed, he's been boosted, he's been double boosted, and he's taking antiviral drugs. And just to be safe, he's sipping some bleach on the side, you know? Yeah, that shit seems a little ridiculous until you get COVID. Then you're like, I'll try anything. Another reason the president's gonna be fine is because, let's be honest, there's not much that COVID can do to him. Yeah, think about it. What's gonna happen? The virus is gonna get in his body and be like, let's see what I can do here. Time to get some brain fog, some fatigue, some dizzy. Wait. Have I already been here? What's going on? Now, in the meantime, Biden says he will not be taking any sick days, which is what sucks about being president, right? He's still gotta put on a strong face. Any other job, you'd be milking that shit, you know? It's like, oh, COVID really got me. Oh, I think I'm gonna be sick for the rest of the summer. Oh, if you see pictures of me by the pool, oh, my whole of my phone was hacked. Oh. All right, but let's move on from the big news out of America to the big news that's coming out of the United Kingdom. The Queen has COVID. No, I'm joking. That would be crazy though, right? That would be crazy. No, I'm joking. She doesn't have COVID. She's been dead for years. Anyway. back in 2019, Prime Minister Boris Johnson and his Conservative Party, they won a landslide election victory. It was huge. They won everywhere, in southern England, in Manchester, in Sherlock upon Watson, and East Narnia, all the places. Basically, between Boris and Ed Sheeran, 2019 was a good year. Especially for British people who look like they're from the year 1326. It was a good time. And it was such a commanding victory that people thought Boris Johnson might become the Prime Minister who was up there for a decade. You know, which would be amazing for Britain's first human broom. But then, Boris started getting caught up in scandals, right? He botched the COVID response. Then he got caught throwing a bunch of parties while the rest of Britain had to be in lockdown. And then he hired people who he knew were alleged sex offenders. And of course, there was that time when he showed up to Parliament wearing a T-shirt that said, "The carpet matches the drapes," which was totally inappropriate because it doesn't. He combs the carpet. So, finally, last month, he was forced to resign in disgrace. And yesterday, he gave the greatest farewell speech of all time.
Boris Johnson facing Parliament for one last time as British Prime Minister, as only he would. Johnson defended his record in his farewell remarks. He also gave some words of advice to his successor.
Number one, stay close to the Americans. Stick up for the Ukrainians. Stick up for freedom and democracy everywhere. Cut taxes and deregulate wherever you can to make this the greatest place to live and invest, which it is. Focus on the road ahead. Focus on the road ahead, but always remember to check the rearview mirror. And remember, above all, it's not Twitter that counts. It's the people that sent us here. Mr. Speaker, I want to thank everybody here, and hasta la vista, baby. Thank you.
Hasta la vista, baby. This is the land of Shakespeare and Jane Austen, and the quote Boris chose was from The Terminator? I mean, I guess that shows you the power of American culture. Even the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom is like, farewell and Godspeed. The most ridiculous thing ever. I don't know if you saw, like, the speech was weird, the whole thing. In the middle, it looked like he just started giving random advice about driving. Focus on the road ahead. Always check the rearview mirror. And remember, it's not a hit and run if you drive away slowly. All right? You know, it's also like, normally when you're giving a speech, especially about resigning or being fired, like, surely you want to make people regret it. Like, when you give the speech, you want people to go like, oh, man, have we made the wrong choice? They're leaving. Like, remember with Obama, right? When he gave his farewell speech, even racists in America were like, maybe he was one of the good ones. But this guy gives a speech, you're like, yo, how did he get the job? How, like, did he win a contest or something? Who is this person? Anyway, let's move on to some news about America's most powerful institution, Amazon. And I know from the get-go, people have mixed feelings about Amazon. Oh, they exploit their workers. Oh, they ruin local economies. Quit bitching. I love them. You know why? If I need more shaman, I get it on Amazon, and boom, it's at my house in 6 hours. And yeah, maybe it's not exactly shaman. Maybe it's like a Chinese knockoff, and maybe the toilet paper is mostly made out of lead. But am I gonna get brain poisoning from wiping with lead? No. And I certainly am not gonna get brain poisoning from wiping with lead. Anyway, the fact is, Amazon is a part of life in America. And I'm not gonna get brain poisoning from wiping with lead. And now, Amazon is gonna be expanding even more.
We have breaking news out of Seattle this morning, home to Amazon. The company announcing it is diving further into the healthcare industry with plans to buy healthcare provider One Medical for about $3.9 billion. Amazon says healthcare is high on its list of things that needs reinventing.
Yeah, finally a win for Jeff Bezos. Oh, man, I could not be more excited. Yeah, because with Amazon's prediction algorithm, healthcare will never be the same. You know, you notice how they always know what you want, what you need before you even know it? Imagine them with healthcare. You're going to buy a pack of AA batteries, and then just before you check out, they'll be like, you might also need chemotherapy. I mean, chemotherapy, I don't have... Aw, shit! Shouldn't have used that lead toilet paper. Now, I know I know some people are a little uncomfortable with the idea of Amazon getting into every industry, you know, because they're buying medicine now, they run the cloud, they own TV studios, they have grocery stores, and you know what, so what? What's the worst that could happen? Huh? Well, what, at some point Jeff Bezos owns everything? Yeah, so what? And then he has all our money, so now we're his slaves, working crazy hours in the warehouse, you know, peeing in bottles. That doesn't sound so bad, yeah? At least I'll know where my packages are. Yeah, I'll take it for myself. The one thing that does suck about this is if Amazon also owns your medicine, you realize that means Alexa knows your medical secrets. You gotta watch out for that. Yeah, because you're gonna be hanging out at home with your friends, and all of a sudden Alexa will be like, your hemorrhoid cream is arriving this afternoon. No, Alexa, cancel, cancel, cancel. You would like me to cancel your giant tub of hemorrhoid cream? No, 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 cancel. All right, that's it for the headlines. But before we go to a break, it's time to check in on the weather forecast with our very own Desi Leidick, everybody. Desi. Absolutely insane. Please, just help us out. What is the weather looking like?
Oh, Trevor, it is hot out there, so let's make it quick, because I got a kid in my car.
What?
Relax, relax. It's not my kid. It's just some actor I hired so I could use the carpool lane. Anyway, it is scorching all across this country, as you can see, and it is really important that we take precautions. So I'm gonna give everyone a few tips to stay safe out there, okay? Safe and cool. Now, this heat is dangerous, especially for pets and the elderly. Basically, anyone who eats out of a bowl is considered high risk. So do your elderly neighbors a favor, pop by, see how they're doing, check in, because if they die, God rest their soul, you get first dibs on that real estate. And this real estate market is a beast. You gotta be competitive. I actually checked in on my neighbor this morning. Unfortunately, she was fine.
Well, I guess at least you checked in.
Yeah. What do you do? Second tip, it is cooler at night, so you're gonna wanna leave those windows open before bed. And I know what you're thinking, Trevor, what about robbers, right? Crime rates are up. So this is why I home alone my house every single night. Marbles on the floor, blow torches up above, the whole deal, takes care of everything. The one thing you're gonna wanna do is you're gonna wanna remind anyone that you live with about that, because my husband has not been the same since the paint can incident.
Oh, wow.
A little bit rough. Next tip, wear loose clothing, okay? Especially if you sweat a lot like me, and I mean a lot. Like, Trevor, it is like a slip and slide under this suit. It's a whole situation. I'm talking violently moist. You do not want to know what's happening.
Yeah, yes, I do. I do not. I don't want to know. Yeah.
The sheer volume of it. Sometimes there's a grit to it. You know what I'm talking about? Like gritty. Have you ever opened up a dishwasher mid-cycle? That's what it's like. It's like that.
Well, I'm glad you didn't tell me, Desi. Yeah. Thank you.
Anyway, it is a medical condition, which is why I so appreciate you being such an ally, leaving out those towels for me, those beautiful clean towels in your bathroom for me to use 3, 4, 5 times a day sometimes. I really appreciate that. And to show you, that's why I always fold it up neatly and put it exactly how you left it. Thank you.
I use those towels on my face.
Of course, the most effective way to beat the heat is to stay hydrated, okay? But please, please, be careful. Watch out for products that claim to be more hydrating than water. That's a cash grab. There is only one thing that can hydrate you more than water, and that is Daryl's Hard Brown Lemonade. What makes it brown? After one or two, no one cares. If it ain't brown, it's not going down. Has so good, so good. You know who could use Daryl's Hard Brown? President Biden. You know why? Because it also cures COVID. The only hard brown lemonade that also cures COVID. That is why I love this stuff. It is thick. Anyway, those are the big tips to carry you through this heat. One more thing, actually. If a guy named Daryl offers you $50,000, no strings attached, there are strings attached. Oh, shit, this kid's calling me again. Ugh, yeah. No, you can't put the windows down. Someone could steal something. Well, did you home alone the car?
Is she gonna leave the kid? Oh, Dizzy Lydic, everybody. I think that's illegal. All right, when we come back, we're gonna find out if Donald Trump is going to be president or prisoner. You don't wanna miss it.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Welcome back to The Daily Show. Tonight was the season finale of the January 6th hearings, the TV event that investigates the day a mob of MAGA maniacs tried to help Mike Pence meet his hero. So, with phase one of the hearings coming to a close, let's catch up on the latest developments in our ongoing coverage of January 6th. After weeks of televised hearings, we're learning a lot about what happened on January 6th and the days that led up to it. We learned that Donald Trump was told by his closest advisors that the election wasn't stolen. We also learned that he set up a fake election defense fund that took millions of dollars from his supporters. We also learned that he knew his crowd was armed that day and still sent them to the Capitol anyway. And after all of this, guys, I don't know about you, but I'm starting to think this Donald Trump guy might be bad news. I'm seeing like one or two red flags here. And I'm not the only one. Because remember how we learned in those hearings about how Trump tried to get Mike Pence to single-handedly toss out the election results? You remember that part? Yeah? Well, a bipartisan group of senators has decided that shit should never happen again.
Here in Washington, a bipartisan group of senators have cut a deal that would make it much tougher to pull off a repeat of what former President Trump tried to do, that effort to pressure his vice president into overturning the election. One measure would reform the Electoral Count Act to make it clear that the VP's job is, quote, solely ministerial, and that he or she does not have any power solely to determine, accept, reject, or otherwise adjudicate disputes over electors.
Wow. This is big. This is big. Senators from both parties have agreed to amend the Electoral Count Act of 1887 to make it clear once and for all that the VP cannot just toss out the election results. Which, yes, is something everyone in America already knew, except for one guy. You know? It's kind of like when in kindergarten the teacher makes an announcement to the whole class, but it was clearly directed at one kid. You know, it's like, okay, class, remember, we don't poop on the toilet. We poop in the toilet. That's for everyone to understand, okay, Donald? It was obvious to everyone else that the vice president can't just throw out the election results. That would make no sense. Why would you give so much power to someone who's otherwise totally powerless, huh? It would be like handing over control of America's drones to whichever kid wins the national spelling bee. It's what the founders wanted. But either way, this is a big deal. And it's also a good reminder for America that if an old-ass law doesn't make sense anymore, you can just change that shit. Right? And don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying it's because people in the day were stupid. No, people back in the day were smart as hell. All right? They studied the classics. They knew how to write in cursive. They wore top hats, all the signs of an intelligent person. But they wrote the laws that made sense for their time. Huh? Yeah, they didn't need to spell this out because they didn't have a Donald Trump. So that law's changed. The vice president can't just overturn the election. And knowing America, and whoever writes this story, what's gonna happen is Donald Trump's gonna get all his people to become the electors in each state. They're gonna ignore the voters' rights, and they're gonna go, these are the votes, and then it's gonna come to Kamala Harris, and we'll be like, Kamala, flip the thing. She's like, But it looks like overturning the next election might be the least of Donald Trump's worries, because after all the facts that the committee has exposed about his last overturning, the Justice Department might be paying Donald a visit.
The spotlight on the Justice Department's investigation is growing. Attorney General Merrick Garland making it clear he will hold accountable every person who is criminally responsible.
No person is above the law in this country. Nothing stops us. No person is above the law in this country. I can't say it any more clearly than that.
Seen that side of Merrick Garland? It looked like he was about to cut a bitch. Did you see what he did there? Yeah, he turned into Samuel L. Jackson for a second. He's like, no person is above the. What about the Americans? He's like, what part of no person? Don't you understand, motherfucker? I said no person. Now, what's interesting about the story is that some Democrats are actually mad at Merrick Garland because they think he doesn't really want to prosecute Trump, right? They say he's slow rolling, he's trying to hide behind things, but I'll be honest, I get it. I think the man is in a tough spot here. Think about it. Even if Trump is definitely guilty, can you imagine what would happen if he gets sent to prison? The country would explode. Yeah, you thought January 6th was bad? Huh? Trump supporters would be storming everything if he got arrested. The Capitol, the White House, the Supreme Court. The only place that would be safe from them is libraries. He'd be like, don't go in there, they got history books. But it turns out Merrick Garland isn't even Trump's only problem, because right now he's being investigated by everyone, right? Congress, the state of New York, a district attorney in Georgia, the men in black, and I get it. No, human beings don't just look like this. It doesn't make sense. That's not a human thing. So Trump looks like he's in a tough spot right now. But if there's one thing we know about Donald Trump, is that getting out of tough spots is his specialty. He can get out of anything. Criminal cases, lawsuits, marriages, other marriages. And apparently Trump thinks he's found an ingenious way to get out of his current troubles.
It is sounding more likely that an announcement from former President Trump about a 2024 election bid is more of a matter of when and not an if. But it's not just about avenging a loss. Four people with knowledge of the situation tell Rolling Stone magazine that mounting legal issues are a motivating factor for Trump's desire to retake the Oval Office. According to the Justice Department's Office of Legal Counsel, a sitting president cannot be charged with a federal crime.
Yeah. So it turns out some people are above the law. And it's crazy that Trump might run for president so that he doesn't go to jail. Yeah, you know, it's almost wild that Donald Trump is the only person who runs for president but has no interest in being president. You know, the first time he did it to try and drum up ratings for The Apprentice, and now he's gonna run just to stay out of jail. Like, his campaign slogan is probably gonna be, Trump 2024, I can't do time. I actually think it would make the campaign more fun. Yeah, can you imagine if Trump's running for president while he's running from the law? At every rally, he's just like, no child should ever learn pronouns or what. Oh shit, the cops are here. Rudy, open the sewer gate. You'll never get me. Pew-pew, pew-pew. Pew-pew. So, that's the end of the first season of the January 6th committee. And it ends with the possibility of Trump going to prison. And I'm sure right now, wherever he is, the man is probably terrified. He's just like, what do I do? Melania, I can't go to prison. How am I gonna survive? Don't worry, Donald, I'll give you tips. I've been a prisoner for 20 years.
All right, stay tuned, because when we come back, Blitz Bazzarulli.
Monday will be joining me on the show. Don't go away.
You dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Welcome back to The Daily Show. My guest tonight is a musician, an artist, filmmaker who has collaborated with the likes of Beyoncé and Oprah Winfrey. He's here to talk about his debut novel, The Scent of Burnt Flowers. Please welcome Blitz Bazaoule.
How are you, sir?
How are you doing, sir?
I'm fantastic.
This is so good to have you here because, you know, there are few people in the world who can say that they have people like Oprah Winfrey and Beyoncé as their fans.
Few?
None. Maybe you. Maybe you. Let's start with this idea. I mean, you know, people have seen your work, even if they don't know you, if they don't know your name. You do so many different things. You know, nominated for a Grammy for co-directing Black is King, right?
Yes, yeah.
You're also now creating the musical adaptation of The Color Purple.
Absolutely.
And all of this and your journey begins in Ghana. I'm always fascinated as an African.
Yeah.
How does that journey begin? How does it get you to this point here?
Well, first, no African has one job. We know that. You know, you got to do them all. You got to do it all. And, you know, I've always been enamored by storytelling. That's, for me, it's the beginning. I grew up with a grandmother that told stories.
Right.
They were incredible. They were always visual. I call it the HBO Showtime Netflix of its time. And the beauty of that was they were imaginative.
Mm.
So I grew understanding that stories could be nonlinear, they could be, they're powerful tools for the imagination.
Right.
And so over time, for me, that's just been it. It's just chasing this idea of storytelling, understanding that stories bring us together, understanding, especially as a continent, where stories are so few and far between and so few people know about our stories. I found that having to do it in multiple mediums
mm-hmm.
allows me to tell more of the same exact story.
I love that you've done that across multiple mediums because, you know, you don't just direct and you don't just, you know, produce and create movies. You also are a rapper.
I do.
You have like 4 self-released albums, right?
I do.
Right?
I do.
You
I do.
And now a novel is thrown into the mix.
Absolutely.
What's happening? You're just winning so hard and then you get bored and no. move on to the next thing? Like, not many people would think that they can write the book, and then not many people would write a book that is getting the reviews your book is getting.
Indeed. I mean, I really... Look, it was COVID. It was COVID.
Okay.
It was COVID.
I'll take it. Everyone else was baking bread. You were writing a book. It's a fantastic book as well.
Thank you.
You know, and the premise to your points of stories is beautiful. I won't give away all of the details, but essentially it's the story of a couple in the 60s, a black couple in the 60s,
yes.
living in America, who escape...
Yes.
to Africa.
Yes.
And, you know, a whole journey unfolds.
Yes.
Now, what I loved is that it's set in the 60s.
Yes.
And we know the civil rights movement, and we know all the stories in and around that time. But it feels strangely like it could be set today as well.
Absolutely.
You know? Just people going like, America, I'm not sure, I need to go to Africa.
Absolutely. And it's been an ongoing thing. And,
uh-huh.
and for me, what it is also about expectation. You know, I have a lot of friends who say they want to go to Africa.
Yes.
And they go and they go, oh, this is the real Africa. And it's real. It's very real to them. And I find that ultimately, I also have friends who want to come to America.
Yes.
And you know, you're told there are no homeless people. Mm-hmm. There are no attempted coup d'etats, mm-hmm. Like that. Mm-hmm. And then you arrive and you go, oh, wait, that happens here too.
Right.
And so the expectation back and forth for me has been one of the most interesting juxtapositions of this book. And whether it's now, whether it's then, I think the story's still the same. We're all longing for a home that we hope will be better than the one we're in.
I love that. Wow, I really love that. I also enjoy how real you made the story. This is, if I'm not mistaken, this has already been bought to be turned into a series, correct?
Absolutely.
This is wild because most of the time, the book has to be out.
Yes.
And then people were like, oh, we need to make this into a movie or a TV series. And then you wrote the book, and then there was a bidding war, and people were like, we want the book.
Yes.
How did they even know what was in the book? Did they know? Or did they just know you? And then they were like, we'll take it, Bliss.
I would love that.
Okay.
So they read. They had to read
Okay, got it. So now, here's a question I have. Everyone says the same thing about everything. Oh, the book was always better. The book is better. How are you going to make sure that the book isn't just better? How do you make sure that the series, you know, holds a candle to the book?
Absolutely. I mean, I think first, you know, shout out to Yahya Abdul-Mateen, who's going to be starring in the show. I mean, it's really going to be a fantastic exploration, because one thing I found about writing is that you can create these multiple layers and backstory in ways that you probably couldn't in television. But in television or film, you've got a visual medium in which you can tell nonverbal storytelling.
Right,
so you can show people as opposed to tell them. And so I feel like I have the best of both worlds, because I can go in here whenever I need it, but I also have the visual to tell the story. So
I love that.
Yeah.
So you're gonna be working on the adaptation. The musical is, what's the process with that right now? Because, you know, The Color Purple is one of those stories that is really held in high esteem in the
Absolutely.
United States. It's such an important story. It's, you know, it's Absolutely. Multi-generational. You're going to be redoing it as a musical, which is particularly interesting.
Yes.
How do you capture the essence of something whilst also bringing in elements of the new and then making sure that the worlds merge together?
How you did it.
What?
How you did it.
I didn't make The Color Purple.
No.
I think you're confusing me with Steven Spielberg. No. That's how, there are a lot of people tell me that on this side. Like, Steven Spielberg, they're not telling me, like, sorry.
No, not you. I mean, The Daily Show. I mean, it's what you did. And I have to be honest, it's such an inspiration. You know, when I... When I got this job, you were one of the first people I thought about, which is, how do you take something that is classic, how do you take something that people love and make it your own? And you did that. And so in going into The Color Purple, which we just wrapped, by the way, yes, congrats, fantastic. Shout out to Steven Spielberg and Oprah for the support and love, and the Warner Brothers family for the love. But they really allowed me to make this my own. And they allowed me to experiment. They allowed me to give Celie an imagination. They allowed me to do things that I think elevate the story and make it something that's modern and something that still holds its foundations together. And so also Alice Walker's amazing text, which is the original inspiration for all of this.
Yeah.
Very, very lucky.
I think we're lucky because we're going to be the ones who experience, you know, how you put the work together. I find myself intrigued with a lot of the work you create, because you can tell that, you know, Ghana and Africa as a whole have an indelible impression on how you think and how you apply your mind to the projects that you're working on. You see this in the book, and I loved how you did it. You tell a story about people who are connected by so many things and yet have so many things that actually make them different. You know, particularly an African-American couple going to Africa and going, this is our home.
Yep.
And then realizing, it's not, but it is.
Yeah.
And there are things that are different. And how did you tackle that sensitively? Because what I felt reading the book was, wow, we are the people.
Absolutely.
But we can also celebrate the fact that new cultures have emerged and new ideas have spread across the, you know, from generation to generation. How did you capture that? And do you do it on purpose, or is it just innate?
I mean, it's on purpose. I mean, the fact that I grew up in Ghana, through high school. I went to Achimota Secondary School, which is a fantastic school, produced presidents.
Okay.
I'm lucky to be from that school.
Okay.
But the beauty there was that I've been able to really never let go of, you know, that early, those early years of my life.
Got it.
Then, you know, spending as much time as I have now in the U.S., mm-hmm. it's kind of found a way to kind of all coalesce as one thing.
Which now
is kind of the mirror through which I am, or the vessel through which I've made music. It's the same. It was like taking, you know, Public Enemy and mixing it with Fela Kuti, which you know, now you got Afro beats and everybody knows it. But
right.
10 years ago, it was...
That idea was wild.
It was wild. It was Kanan. It was myself. It was very few people who were attempting to do this. And I think it's all about this double consciousness where you kind of zigzag through these worlds where you know that you're never quite either, because they both become one thing. And that's how these characters find themselves. They find themselves constantly wrestling with identity. Who am I? You know, where am I going? Mm-hmm. And what world do I belong ultimately? Is it where you are? Is it where you were born? Is it where you're going next? And that's kind of what I've personally wrestled with that myself. And many immigrants do. And so that's kind of how I filter all that through into this book.
You've done an amazing job. It's going to be an amazing show.
Thank you
so much for joining us.
Such a pleasure.
I appreciate
such
you.
Thank you
very much for being here.
Yeah.
The Scent of Burnt Flowers is available now. Let's buzz a rule, everybody. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Thank you, my brother.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Well, that's our show for tonight, but before we go, please consider supporting Keen. They're a fantastic organization providing free fitness and recreation programs for youth with disabilities. So if you want to help them offer equal opportunities for recreation, fitness, and friendship, then please donate at the link below. Until next time, stay safe out there. And remember, if you can't do the time, don't do the crime, or just run for president.
Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.